Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you hear what he said? I mean, I just hung on every word that he just said. Where on her birthday, every family member calls Shannon. That's enough. And if you throw a couple of gifts in the mix as well, I'm like, Jesus.
Right.
That's just so special.
Yeah, they're all like Jim Nance.
They're like thoughtful people.
Rob's be right.
What is Bacardi?
He's correct. Ding.
But you know what? I wouldn't have gotten it because the lights wouldn't have been out.
The lights wouldn't have been out.
Because
you jumped in.
He would have gotten the penalty.
Yeah, if it was interrupting Jeopardy, Rob and I might be champions. It would be fantastic.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Can I do an a cappella Bob Dylan song for you?
Only the best situation. That's the best kind.
Acapella. Yesterday.
Oh, I sit in my house and I watch every hour. I can't move my legs and I can't take a shower. I've got a bad back and it makes me lay up.
Anyway, that's all.
That was great.
Thank you very much.
The back it is a
healing. Oh, I want to be outside. I can't stand to be home. The golf course down here is where I like to roam. I don't take painkillers. They might make me sick. I don't like the people. They call me a prick.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
Anyway, thank
perfect.
You. So here we are. Yesterday we were in the middle of a discussion and we had to cut Oscar off, and I wanted to pick it up right away.
Before we do that, there's a hot breaking mailbag item.
Oh my God.
Do we have a breaking news for that?
Breaking mailbag?
We could have some breaking music. Yes, give me one sec. I didn't expect to have to prepare music.
You never expect.
You're supposed to paint with sound. Are you out of paint?
Who's the guy that used to be on Howard? Is Fred still with Howard?
Fred Norris?
Yes.
This is when I want you to channel your inner Fred and not just sit there and
don't do your best. Do Fred's
grow
best.
Mold. You get ready like, and it's your thing that you brought. I know what you're gonna read, and it just, you know, be very cool if you had breaking news. Did it did it Wino news. Wino news.
I love this show.
I do.
And now here's Wino newsman Bill Bieber. Saigon. Phnom Penh.
Like a telegram.
Breaking news.
There we go.
You didn't give me a chance to finish my George Carlin bit.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
you ask for it and I don't have it, you get mad. You ask for it, I give it to you.
Because you weren't paying
mad.
Attention, though.
What do you mean?
Just go ahead. Just do your thing.
I don't know that I want to now. It's not a big deal.
Hiding it.
No.
I train you. I try to train you every day. I try to train you to be a better broadcaster.
As you know, Mike, I am not trainable.
Yeah, you're not trainable. Right, most right. untrainable man in it. If it's not something you like, it's not going to be
breaking
done.
News.
Here we go.
This comes on CBS Sports letterhead.
Ooh.
Ooh. Inscribed.
Ooh, can I see that? Can
yes.
I see that? Can't see it, but that's okay.
Inscribed. Jim Nance. Handwritten.
Ooh.
419-20. He actually uses European numbering because it's 4/20 of 2019,
yes.
But it's 4/19/20. Okay. And it reads, Mike, loved being on the show, ! Great to reunite, and the gift pack so nice. Best to you and the crew. All thanks, Jim. Jim Nance sent us
great.
A thank you.
This
note.
Is
That's
why
great.
He wins.
That's great.
This is
awesome.
Why he wins
yep.
in life.
This is right. And we win, too, because we pulled the same
you know,
thing. We
yes,
thanked him for being
yes,
on the show.
Yes. Now, who's going to write the thank you letter back for that thank you?
Oh, the cycle? Think, the cycle never ends?
That, no. I think you clean. I think you you close the cycle with that because he came on the show.
Yes.
We sent him a little something.
Yeah.
And then he sent us something back. What are you drinking? What is that? What is that
I'm
beverage?
Still on the cover.
Can.
I'm still on the bubble with it. Orange vanilla Coke Zero. And I think the problem is not the orange flavor. I think the vanilla flavor is overbearing. I'm still.
Is
I can't.
It too sweet.
It doesn't taste right. Vanilla. Right.
Did you get it out of our refrigerator here?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
I love it.
I might
want
to put one in.
What a life.
Yes.
What I
life.
Have one in my kitchen.
Yeah. You might want to get a refrigerator at your home. Fantastic.
What the hell am I doing? I forgot where I was for a second. This back's got me all squirrely. I was like, I should put one in my studio. I've got one three steps away. So yesterday.
How about also, Mike, put in a private jock bathroom?
Yeah, jock bathroom.
Hey, man. That'd be fantastic. Cut a little segment out of the garage. Yeah. How come you can't fit your car in there? Hey, that's my private jock bathroom. Anyway, talk about disgusting.
The worst.
Alan Goodman's the only man I ever know that that really didn't utilize his space. He had files in his shower, and he had a shower in his office.
He had a private shower, that's right.
He had a private shower in his office. Is that GM? I mean, that just was so
cool.
That is super cool.
That screams, I can go to the gym or just be a monster and get to work. Shower at work, get dressed at work, and then work.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shower at the end of the day.
Yes.
After a sweaty day of yelling. How about...
Or in Alan's case, binge. Anyway.
He did love television.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So yesterday we were talking about your discipline. And,
as a young man,
Your mom. And this is what fascinated me. Right before we got out of the show yesterday, Oscar was telling a story about the corporal punishment in your household. And it was something...
Cocacho.
Yes. Pony, before the show, Pony, you had a definition of cocacho, right?
Yeah, I wanted to look it up and see what this really means.
Yes.
And
what does cocacho mean?
It is so undersold. It just means tap on the head.
Yeah.
But from what she's, from my what you said, she's like hitting you with a ring.
She's slashing it.
Yes. She modified the cocacho.
And also, what is it about the Spanish language? Everyone talks about, you know, English is a complicated language to learn, but the Spanish have a specific word for being hit on the head.
It's part of our culture.
I was going to say, it must be very important.
So,
you know, my favorite part in Scarface is when they get that guy in the tent. Revenga! Anyway, I'm sorry. You know that scene?
Right? Yeah,
you know
that guy
where they're in the little tent city under the bridge?
Yeah, inside. That's Revenga! How they get him. They get him.
That's how they funnel him into an air. Nasty business. Nasty business.
I don't know that movie's appropriate for all audiences.
That movie was the first movie, I think, one of the first modern movies where they used a PR campaign to say, "Oh, so violent, it might get an X rating."
Triple X.
Yeah, that's that brought up their box office. So back to cocacho. So you were talking about your mom would like brush you on the head with one of her sharp rings, causing injury.
So
horrible stuff. Terrible.
Remember, I love my mother.
I know you do.
She is...
had her on the show multiple times.
I think at one point...
We love her, too.
...caused some stress in my relationship because my wife said something along the lines of, you know, now that we're married, I should be the number one woman in your life. I said, I don't know how to break this to you, but my mom will always be number one.
And, oh, no, you don't say that. Do all Latin men say that about their madres?
Well, if you had a mother like I did that sacrificed everything for our well-being, then...
I love my mom. I just talked about her birthday. Sainted mother.
It never doesn't work out. Just read the story of Elvis Presley.
My mother actually treats Shannon better than her mother does. That's how great my mother is.
Really?
Yes.
That's spectacular. Well, yeah, I mean... no comment here. Sometimes I'll get in trouble if I start talking.
I'd like to say something at this point. I know sometimes.
Ooh, boy, did I almost just go, well, because I flapped my gums on this show. I retrieved that quickly.
Never with me, but I know that sometimes parents have trouble with in-laws. You know, like mothers and daughters-in-law sometimes don't get along.
Okay, so that could be the case at the beginning. But I'll say that...
At the beginning? How long of a stretch of time was that?
It's not because my mother is a better mother. It's because I think my mother has the opportunity to actually engage with Shannon more than her mother does, who's in Arizona.
Ah.
But my entire family calls Shannon on her birthday. They all send her gifts. They all, like, it is up. We Latinos, we embrace a family. And when you come into our family, it's just like you're one of us.
That's so cool. I'm so jealous.
And these small little touch points where Shannon's like, I can't believe your family's like this. I said, this is what my mom drilled this into us. There is no mercy, right? That you have to take care of your family.
I'm getting so bitter right now listening to this.
Why?
I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about my bloated, nasty, cold family.
I think before you feel that, you should wait
until
this story ends.
I'm just about to go up to Maine with, hey, hi, Michael. Oh, just been away for 8 months. Hi, dick. Sorry, I hate it.
Take you down this path. I'm so sorry.
I hate it.
Isn't it unexpected sometimes where this show goes?
Here I go again. It's me again.
It's fine.
Here's Oscar telling a lovely story about his family. Did you hear what he said? I mean, I just hung on every word that he just said. Where on her birthday, every family member calls Shannon. That's enough. And if you throw a couple of gifts in the mix as well, I'm like, Jesus.
Right.
That's just so special.
Yeah, they're all like Jim Nance.
They're like thoughtful people. And by the way, I'm not thoughtful enough. Carla's thoughtful. Carla, by the way.
The sweetest cards from Little Michael we
get. Of course. Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I might as well shill because we've been going a lot. When we get a gift certificate from Iguana Mia, Carla always sends a handwritten note of thanks to your address.
She's your Jim Nance.
How pathetic am I?
No, I think it's fine. It's fine.
It's a nice touch. Every time I see a letter.
No, I would be lying. All those people that send gift certificates. Now I'm on gift certificate. I'm going to shut up. This is your segment. No, it's fine. This is not fair.
It's fine. It's
I'm just okay. So.
But Mike, you mustn't
so
bottle it up. You mustn't bottle it up. You must let it go.
He's telling the story about how thoughtful and what community is in a certain. It's not, you know, you can't make a blanket statement. If you're going to say positives, you can't make a blanket statement either.
Right.
Just like you can't do it with negatives. But, you know, in this day and age, I think it's really wonderful to hear a story about this part of our society, which, you know, we always like, oh, there were 20 people in the DMV. This is the way culturally that a lot of these families live.
Support
and it's
system.
All about sure. Familia. And it's wonderful. And I think about, you know, my situation, you know, where it's just like, whatever.
But
you know, and it sucks. So back to Shannon and your
this
wonderful
love,
family.
These manners are all rooted in child abuse. And I can say that now.
See, now okay, now it gets better.
That was a turn in the road right there. Yeah. Yeah.
So my mom, as we were younger, and I think this conversation came up as my sister stresses this as well. My brother stresses this in his whole life. That we need to anticipate things that need to be done. So if you're in the kitchen, for example, and you know the next step in this process, or you know that you see someone putting finishing up a steak next to the grill, they're going to need a pan or a plate.
Right.
The person in our world, the way we live and the way we were brought up, is if you had not gone to get the plate yet, almost telepathic, hey, what's the next step? Because someone else is doing work, what is your job if you're with idle hands, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean type of situation?
It's a little bit of pressure. It's
sure.
A little pressure.
Yes.
And when you talk about the rooted in child abuse, if you don't get that, you're going to get the
cucamonga
or whatever.
That's the cucamonga.
If the cucamonga came on a holiday or a day before church or a day before an event, there could have been some jewelry involved, and my mom is the type of person
because the pressure was ramped up because of the big occasion.
Yes, so
and she's probably dressed up.
Yeah, so she's dressed up,
right?
So
yeah,
you'd get the big butterfly Franklin mint ring, strike you right in the head, and you knew that it probably gashed or wounded you, but you kept on moving because you didn't think.
Where did she do it?
Where
did
in the
she
head?
Do it in the hairline?
Hair? No, she would hit you. Top of the head, crown.
Okay,
so it wouldn't show.
No,
it wouldn't
scab show.
Over.
Yeah, it's scab
right,
over.
I get it.
Yeah, it's
all
like
right.
Putting a bar of soap in a sock in a jail cell. You know, it doesn't leave a bruise.
But there was no mercy because there's one speed with the winder for the cocacho.
Uh-huh.
It was like like a rattlesnake. It would hit you, and then as soon as it hit you, you threw out one little owl and be like, I'm sorry. And then you'd run to get like the fuente or the bowl, whatever you needed for the steak.
Fuente? What's a fuente?
The dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
fuente.
Worked up because he's using Spanish words. It's
fuente.
Cute when he does it.
Oh, my God.
So, rooted in child abuse.
Revenga.
End result is probably fear, but then, you know, love sprinkled on top.
Sure.
Yes. It's never all positive.
Yeah. It's,
you know?
No.
It's never glass totally full.
Like, there's an old record from the 1960s, and it's called He Hit Me. And it felt like a kiss. And I think that.
Wow. On that note. You know what? We got yaks. We might as well start. He hit me and it felt like a kiss. Wow. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, don't do that. Shh.
please. Please don't Brad, do that.
Can you cover me and register to him?
Okay. May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
Okay. I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No. I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, please. If you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Is there a problem here? Can Dennis? I help you, sir? You bet you have a problem. Your employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked. And he threatens me with violence. Now, I'm going to call your supervisor.
I can take care of it. Mr. Hamilton, did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Well, he insulted me first. He called me a moron, Dennis.
Answer me. Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Yes.
You're fired. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll refund your money right now. Hope you won't hold this against us. You know how these young kids are these days. Here we are. Perhaps another breakfast.
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Alan is telling when to break up with a girl like that.
Well, me and Lisa have been going together for 2 years. I love her and all. I mean, she's great in bed. It's just that I'm a single, successful guy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Man, you never know when you're sitting with Larry Wax in that theater in Glen Burnie, Maryland, that you, 400 years later, are going to still be laughing at that movie. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. From Bucksport, Tennessee to Spring Hill, Florida, the Outer Banks of North Carolina to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, from Marilla, New York to Painesville, Ohio,
ow!
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Hey, jerks! Do you think great audio entertainment is based on music? Wrong, you idiot! Sports talk? Wrong again, moron! Is it traffic and weather together on the eights? Get your head out of your ass! The best way to please your ears is the TMOS bonus show. What could be better than your three favorite principals drinking mash and talking trash for an extra hour every week?
That might work better with a slight southern twang. You want to take it again?
What could be better than your three favorite principals drinking mash and talking trash for an extra hour every week?
Better!
No commercials, no rules, no boundaries. No kidding! Just 3,600 extra seconds of dirty word games, uncensored chatter, prank phone calls, bizarre rituals, spastic arm movements, unfiltered talk, milk nozzle rinsing, emergency hams, and more laughs than Neil Augenstein could provide in a lifetime. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So, get off your ass and buy it, idiot. O'Mara out. Thank you.
I'm Neil Augenstein.
I read them just the way you want. Yeah, I like it when you direct me, too, and you want it the way you want it, which was to go back and do a little, you know, talking trash, drinking mash.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what it is.
Mash.
Do you ever think of it in the terms of 3,600 seconds?
No, I never have. Never in my
life. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Got out the calculator.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to it. And by the way, We're delighted with the response we're getting to the TMOS Yak Shack, yes. And keep them coming. If you don't hear yours, just give me time. I'm a little overloaded with yaks.
Right.
And so the yaks that came between last week and this week, I'm getting through the yaks that I had sure. last week. And we're going to get more.
Bad back.
So thank you. Yak Shack. Yak Shack. So I'll get to, I'm not slacking.
No.
I go through
Slack
the yaks.
Shack.
I'm not the Slack Shack. It's not slacking, but keep them coming at 888-920-6673. We'll try to get yours on the air.
Just get excited sometimes.
All right, I guess we can start now. First call on the Yak Shack is from the great state of Oregon. We were Oregon heavy in the Yak Shack, at least I think we were. I don't know. I did them yesterday, and I'm in pain. So let's listen to our first yak on the TWS Yak Show.
Yeah, man, calling from Madras, Oregon. You know, I was checking out some of the shows, and the Hollywood Squares one was great, but you left out Gordon Liddy, somewhere he should have fit in. Mm. And I was worried about your, you know, you're looking for your hat collection, what you're looking for. Man, never forget the Mike Love collection. When in doubt, go to Mike Love. 40 years in the broadcast business, huh? Man, you need a cowboy hat, brother. Keep it up, guys.
Is there a little underlying hostility there or something? I mean, did I miss that? I just go, hey, 40 years, man. What's, I mean, Oregon is a state that scares me. I'd hate to get lost in Oregon. Well, I wouldn't want to get lost.
It's pretty far out there.
The home of Prefontaine.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't that where the Unabomber was, or was that the state of Washington? I think it was the state of Washington.
You know, same thing. Horny Bob Spiewak lived in Portland for a year or so.
Not
crazy out there. You know what they love out there?
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, they love banana snails. They like even put them on t-shirts and stuff. So anyone
did you watch the documentary on Kurt Russell's father, Bing Russell, and the Portland Mavericks, the baseball team that he
No, but I know he's a fascinating life, Bing Russell. I didn't know there was a documentary.
Yeah, a great documentary on that on Netflix, I believe.
I will check that out.
All right, I don't know what he's talking about. Either
I think it's an allusion to Imus, no?
But you're also a captain of sorts, like a cowboy, 40 years.
I didn't like it. Let's take our second call. This is simply labeled Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, Mike from Virginia. First of all, C-A-P-S, caps, caps, caps.
Yay, seven games.
Now they got that out of the way.
Yep.
I dated a hottie, and I kept up with her. She was on Wheel of Fortune and one of those really bad Fox reality dating shows in the early 2000s. She didn't try out for anything. They just found her in a bar out in L.A. for the Wheel of Fortune and came up to her and said, hey, would you like to be on Wheel of Fortune? And gave her a card, and she was no brainiac. So, and from what I know, they still do that kind of stuff for Wheel of Fortune only. If you're a looker, you can get on. Anyway, go Cass.
Wow. Right, so if you're a looker, you're a booker.
I find fault with that. I don't think
that's
true.
Why do you find fault with that?
I think that might have been someone who had a connection with Wheel of Fortune that was looking for something more than a final spin. I think he was probably hitting on her.
A casting director?
Yeah, yeah.
The casting couch at Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But he said she was really on the show. Do you think it's possible they could pluck somebody out of the...
Yeah, I do.
Because, I mean, telegenic. You know, Wheel of Fortune...
You have to answer questions, though.
Yeah, but Wheel of Fortune does make an effort to get the occasional hottie on the show. I noticed that on Wheel of Fortune.
It is one of the shinier shows on television.
She never wins.
Yeah. She never wins.
Yeah, she doesn't win. But
no,
I mean, I think
booted in the first round.
Yeah. So do you think that call's credible? Or do you think he's making it up?
I think it happened, but I bet it probably doesn't happen as ordinarily as he let on.
So call back and tell us which reality show.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with the fake Prince Harry?
Yes. Was it the original Temptation Island?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
The fake Prince Harry. What the hell was that one called?
Mary something with a... You get to marry royalty or royalty in love. Something along those. I remember
it
that.
Was the dumbest
the
one.
And then there was also the guy that she had a rocket ass. It was the guy that was supposed to be a billionaire. Joe Millionaire. Do you remember Joe Millionaire?
Joe Millionaire. That's right.
Hold
that's
on.
Right.
What did you just say before Joe Millionaire?
No, because Joe Millionaire, his catchphrase, because this guy was a moron. They plucked
she had a
him
rocking
out of
ass.
And he said, but he said it wrong. And so the
he
catchphrase.
He said rocket ass. Okay,
she's
right?
got a rocket ass.
Thank you. That's an
all right.
Yeah, man.
On. This one, next call on the TMOS Yak Shack. By the way, you can call the TMOS Yak Shack morning, noon, and night, anytime you wish, especially in the wee hours when you might have a thought, a random thought.
Maddie
and you think
will send
of us,
you straight to voicemail.
Uh-huh.
And you want to share it with us. That's what it's all about. I don't know. I sometimes I label these that I don't remember them. Don't remember this one. This one's simply labeled boots. Ah. Let's listen.
Hey, Mike O'Meara, Rob Spielak, Oscar Santana. The snow's gone and I'm wearing my boots. The Scourge of Spokane. Would love to talk to Rob again. I got my boots on. Love you guys so much.
I have That's a it? Certain, I have a certain Yak type Shack. Of call that I just love Sir, on the Yak Shack.
Call
I really
back
do.
Next week. Also, can you isolate? I got
why
my boots
why are you reminding
on?
All these people? I'm up to my ass in Yak, so we don't need repeat calls. Oh my God! All right,
CC
next
me.
Call is the is simply labeled Clark Gable.
Hi, this is Steven from Portland. I am calling because I just was looking up Clark Gable, and he's trending now, and I think that has to do with you guys talking about him. Because why the hell would Clark Gable and Gone with the Wind be trending? Your power is overwhelming. Good job, men.
That's another call. Is that Yak Portland, Shack. Oregon?
It would have to be.
What the hell has happened on the Yak Shack taken over by the people of Oregon? I don't understand that.
And I don't
that.
Really remember talking a lot about Clark Gable. Wait, if we really put the screws to
remember
it, maybe.
Gone with the Wind was a big storm movie.
Oh, we that's right. Okay, okay. So, what we didn't specifically, did we single him out?
No, but you went. Every time we talk about that movie,
yes.
There's always, it's never just like, oh, funny, move on. A deep dive into the actual movie.
Understood.
All right,
understood.
Ready? Yes. Let him do it. Let it get yes. out of his brain. Give us a random piece of Gone with the Wind trivia.
Gone with the Wind
know.
Trivia is that Clark Gable did not like the original director, George Cukor, because he was known as a woman's director. So they okay. actually brought in Victor Fleming to finish up the film because he was more of a manly guy who would hunt and fish with Clark Gable. But because of this, Victor Fleming only did a few weeks of work. But because of that, in 1939, Victor Fleming was credited with directing both Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz. Not a bad year for Victor Fleming.
So Victor Fleming actually did direct The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, he directed the entire film and a couple weeks' work on Gone with the Wind.
And then he opened the steakhouse.
That's right, Fleming's.
Fleming. And did he get a full credit for Gone with the Wind?
He got the sole directing credit on Gone with the Wind.
Oh, it's so kind of an injustice, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
Yeah, and you were for the women's director, right, on that?
Well, who was the... most of the better scenes in the movie were directed by George Cukor.
Was this before go. Or after the
That's
suffrage
good trivia.
Movement?
That's great trivia.
After like what? That.
The suffrage movement.
The suffrage movement? I'm suffering right now.
Next call says more from Oregon.
Hey!
Wow!
What the hell's happened to the Yak Shack?
Hey! This is Brian from Oregon, and I'm just calling the Michael Maris show at Yak Shack. Crap.
All right. I scream these. Yak it's Shack. My personality. You don't have to make sense. In fact, when you don't make sense,
did he just say crap and eject himself?
I think so.
You want to hear it
please,
again?
Please.
Hey, this is Brian from Oregon, and I'm just calling the Michael Maris show at Yak Shack. Crap.
I picked up something. Go ahead.
It's not my favorite call this week. Oh.
Really?
My favorite call was so bad, but I loved it so much.
I picked up why he had to eject, because he almost said calling the Mike O'Meara Shack, mm-hmm. but then caught himself.
Yes.
He said, so I'm calling the Mike O'Meara Shack. Oh.
We welcome all kinds on Please. The TMOS Yak Shack. Bring us your drunks, your yeah. nerds. Yeah. Yes. We have a nerd question right here. Bring them. Keep them coming.
Greetings, salutations, and hi there. This is Jerry from Martello Springs, Maryland, and I have an inquiry for the group.
Inquiry!
In all of your travels, both foreign and domestic, I was curious to know if there was an eating or drinking establishment that impressed you so much that you'd love to bring it back to your local area to enjoy more. I will hang up and listen to your answer.
I can go first with that. I would love to take Iguana Mia and
National?
Transfer it. Transit, I think it probably would water it down if it was national.
Yeah.
There are only three of them down here in Cape Coral, Bonita Springs, and Fort Myers proper. Ask for it by name. By the way, they ought to have me as a spokesperson.
Hell yeah.
I love the place so bad. But no, as far as a chain, can you think of like
well, I can think of
a
one,
restaurant that you'd
absolutely,
love to put in your area?
One that you introduced me to in New Orleans is the place that does the Louisiana barbecue shrimp that we went
oh,
to.
Oh, that's the cafe, Desire Cafe.
Desire Cafe quarter. Right on Bourbon Street. I mean, that we've been there every time we've been to New Orleans, and yep. it is just fantastic food. You can't mm-hmm. order anything great, bad great there. Food. Love it.
There's a restaurant in, speaking of Cajun, there's a restaurant in Houston Airport. I think it's called Papa Doe.
Yes.
Is it Papa Doe?
Yes,
and I'd
heard
love
of it.
To see that go wide. That's another one that's great.
This place has already hit Maryland, but I don't see it in D.C. proper. It's a place near and dear to my heart. I lived above one at WVU, mm-hmm. and it's called DP Doe. It's the home of the calzone.
Ooh, I love me the calzone.
They had a buffalo calzone that I remember.
The Bob Marley song,
isn't
it? I remember
like it's yesterday. That if you went like roughly, let's say they close at 4 a.m.
Right.
If you got there by 3:45, you get your order in. And it was always a stumble in.
Oh, they love you then.
Buffalo calzone, please.
Buffalo calzone.
I'll be right. And I'd scurry upstairs to get my money and scurry down and be ready.
That's great.
That's it.
A buffalo calzone. Yes. He is Julia Child, isn't he? All right.
And it never causes right heartburn.
On the TMOS Yak Shack. More Yak Shack. Wegmans love. Here we go. Let's listen. Wegmans, always on the Yak Shack.
Hey, fellas. It's Ron up in Forest Hill, Maryland. I'm just calling about Rob's hatred of Wegmans, and he just said that they hate their customers. Maybe it's not all their customers they hate. Maybe it's just you, Rob.
Ah.
So maybe they're just trying to say, F you, Rob.
Ooh.
That's a Wegmans lover. Mm. You get a lot of hate about Wegmans. You do.
Their hatred as a badge of honor.
It's an unpopular sentiment.
But I understand what they're doing, and they really do hate you, sir. If you don't see it, it's really only for one reason, and that's because you hate yourself.
All right, this next one, noted. This next one, I think this is the one that I just it's long, and I played it, and it just, this is a guy that all I can get out of this call is that I think he's a Target employee. He talks about Target, and he's got some issues, so let's enjoy.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, God, Pony, everybody. It's so great to be talking to you guys. I do just have a brief story to tell you, because it is funny, because it's affiliated with one of your wonderful associates, Target. I won't disclose the store.
It's so low.
I will give just first names only, but I did have a funny thing happen today. I was pushing product to the floor, which I rarely do because I usually work in the back room.
Yeah, purge to us, sir.
However, I asked one of the team leads, Sarah, about where this product should be pushed to the floor.
I apologize. It's fine.
It's fine.
Everybody.
I wanted to say about this guy. I picture a dimly lit kitchen.
I do too.
I picture like a bottle on the table and a phone just sitting there, and he's just, it's wee hours of the morning. That's what I thought.
I love the fact that he feeds falling into the lingo, push it to the floor.
Yeah, he's giving us all his jargon.
Yeah,
there we go. I just have a funny thing happen today.
Sarah. To catch up.
I was pushing product to the floor, which I rarely do because I usually work in the back room. However, I asked one of the team leads,
Sarah,
yes, about where this product should be pushed to the floor.
Yes, sir. Tell us your troubles.
The home location did not have a place for it to go.
Oh.
The secondary location was in G20 on an end cap.
End cap.
Which
jargon.
G is grocery. They were actually ice cream scoops. So they belong there, actually.
That's my favorite call.
I digress. No. The home location was empty, and Sarah said, go see if these ice cream scoops will fit in the secondary location.
Glug, glug.
Yeah.
So I went to said secondary location.
Bed.
And the ice cream scoops did fit. So I go along pushing the rest of the products on the sales floor.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about, but it's fun to listen to.
It is.
I really
it's
don't.
Like a treasure map.
It has
it's
a really.
Something, it's something about ice cream scoops.
He loves his story, and that's half the battle. He likes it.
He's selling it to us.
He is.
Not over yet.
I don't think about it anymore, and Sarah calls me on the walkie and asks me,
the walkie?
Hey, Tom, did that ice cream scoop fit in the location in B. And for the life of me, the word location just escaped my lexicon. And I was stammering on the walkie on Channel 1, which goes throughout the entire store.
Oh, no.
And as I was trying to respond to Sarah, I said, yeah, the scoops did fit in the G spot. And it was not until my thumb left the walkie button that I realized what I had said. So, yeah, I basically just told my entire store that ice cream scoops fit in a G spot. And, yeah, I stammered and stuttered long enough even on this. So
that's very nice.
Thank you for your time, my friends. Thank you for all the years of life.
Thank you for your story.
It was a punchline. He gets credit.
Love it.
Yes, he gets credit. Yes, he gets fantastic credit. Yes. We have to take a break. Rob, this one means break. Thank you. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, we got a few more left, and we will come back with more on the TMOS
Yak Shack.
Right here.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler and more affordable and, yes, even enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums. Not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. My teeth are clean on one side and dirty on another.
Thank you, Jack.
Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. So you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com, / TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. We just have a few more yaks left before we continue with the program. That was the one I liked, the drunken Target guy that was
what's not to like?
G-spot. I actually never got to the end of that story because it was such a long one when I listened to it the first time. This next call on the Yak Shack is titled Ashes in Lodi. Let's listen.
Okay. Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony. This is Joe from Lodi, California. I was just riding my motorcycle home from work and was listening to today's show. It's Friday. And you reminded me of when we were spreading my father's ashes. My dad was a beast of a man, 6'5", 265 pounds.
Wow.
And he wanted his ashes spread at his favorite fishing spot about 100 miles away from our house up this rugged river. So we're lugging his bucket full of ashes up the river, and we get ready. We're reading some scripture, the 23rd Psalm. It's, we're all calm and solemn, me and my five brothers. And we're pouring his dad's ashes out, and we're all solemn, and the wind picks up, and we all get sandblasted with my dad's ashes. And so we're spitting out ashes and chuckling, and my brothers start giggling. Next thing we know, we're just laughing our butts off. Hey, we love the show. Thank you so much for all the good memories and for reminding me of that good time. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's a great call from Lodi. Thank you very much. I appreciate you sharing. That's what the Yak Shack is all about. It's giving you a chance to express yourself. We love that. I tell you, the Yak Shack's the best thing I've done on this show in a long time, and I'm really, really happy with it. Let's take another one. This is called Old Fashioned. It's a drinking call. Good. Rob Spiewak. Let's listen.
Is it me? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey. Sorry. Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is Kevin from West South Washington.
Pacific Northwest.
You guys mentioned Rob's old-fashioned recipe today, and I put together...
This is another kitchen with a bottle on the table in the wee hours.
But, Mike, this one isn't even dimly lit. This is an oil lamp.
An oil lamp in a cabin. Let's listen.
A little recipe. I've been sipping on it tonight a little bit. So it's good, I'm telling you. Anyway, here it goes.
Here we go.
So muddle some smoked Peruvian sea salt, genuine imitation sugar cane, and a dash of sun-kissed orange soda. Add 13 fingers of good scotch. You know, the one that comes in the box. Add cubes of frozen hummingbird food and shake vigorously. That's right. That's how I said vigorously. Don't forget a lid and a helping of self-loathing.
Oh.
So you have been drinking. Pour into a decanter and add a can of Smiling Irish Bastard. Top with Kraft Baby Marshmallows. Enjoy. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Oh, my God. Why do I picture that as he's doing that shtick for our show that there's like a bound person in the corner just going, oh. You know, it's kind of scary.
I like the two times he made himself laugh just a little.
All right, now I wrote down smart call for this one, and good. I have no idea. Sometimes I'm being a little sarcastic, but let's see what we got.
Oh, it's Spooky again. Hey, it's Kelsey again. Hey, what's up, man? I'm all right now. Hey, it was fun times. Anyway, I would change that. Slow. I do that again. Anyway, that's all. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's, so you weren't being sarcastic.
My standards are not high.
That was my favorite call.
That was your favorite one?
It was a good one.
I think, was he trying to rewind what he was saying?
I have no
but
idea.
He sounded,
oh, you're giving him a lot of...
It was a violent rewind. A
lot of credit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
I was just spooky again. It's Kelsey again. Hey, what's up, man?
Thank you.
Maybe you're right, Oscar. Good call.
Not quite sure. You know.
I didn't know you spoke idiot.
That's a violent rewind.
And our last call is as a Pauly lover. Pauly Christine, very popular on the show. He's loved and hated, like everybody on this program. Mm. You know, there are people that really love Pauly, and there are people that have an issue with him. I'm not sure what this one is. Let's listen to the Pauly lover. Here we go. Hold on just a second. Let me do this.
Pauly lover.
Pauly.
Activewear. Okay, oh, no. Pauly doesn't wear activewear.
Oh, no.
Inactivewear. Inactivewear.
This is 15 seconds.
Inactivewear.
Oh, this ain't Pauly. This is Tom from Richlands, North Carolina. Just wanted to call and say I love you guys' show. And hey, Mike, sorry your Red Sox are off to such a crappy start. Oh!
Hey, there you go. And, here's a little experiment. Let's see what all the yaks sound like at the same time.
Oh, good. Okay. That'd be nice.
Let's do
that. Man. Calling from
This sounds like The View.
I love it. great fake background music. Imagine you're doing a stand-up for a newscast.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm here at the party.
All right. Hold on, I'm going to turn
this
off.
This is going to be great. Yeah.
This would be the theater when we do a live show.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Right before the show's going to start. It sounds like this. Okay. Hold on. I'll do it. All right.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony. This is Joe from Lodi, California. I was just riding my motorcycle home from Lodi. I was listening to the show on Sunday. And it reminded me of when we were spreading my father's ashes. My dad was a teacher.
Stop it!
And you know, through all of that, you can still hear the fake Pauly guy.
Yeah, he seems to jump out.
He does.
I had fun. Keep them coming. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I would love to hear from you. We'd all love to hear from you on the TMOS Yak Jack, which is my favorite part of the week. Now, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates are down, down, down. They're the lowest they've been in a full year. Chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year, thanks to inflationary pressure that never happened. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act. Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com. Can you turn that down just a scooch?
Yeah.
Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. NHL playoffs in full swing. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter Elizabeth, who will be at Game 7 at the MCI Center tonight in Washington, D.C.
You love the MCI Center, Mike?
It's the Staples Center.
Exactly. Right.
Is it Verizon?
Capital One Arena.
Capital One Arena. That's right. Why do they change them so much in D.C.?
It doesn't have anything to do with money. It has to do with serving the fans.
The prowess. All right.
Yes.
So it's Capital One Arena.
Capital One Arena.
Turning the Green Turtle into a sports book.
It's still hard to say, even though I've seen it and been there when it's been Capital One Arena.
And it really should be easy because you could say it's named after the team.
And it was hard.
Verizon Center rolled off the tongue.
Yeah,
Verizon Center was rocked.
Because MCI Center was kind of like, oh, I'm going to work. Verizon Center screams, party. Yeah.
Verizon Center. Yeah. We're going to the Verizon Center. It's going to be great.
Capital One Arena.
Capital One
It feels
Arena.
Like I should be paid for all the effort I just made for saying the arena's name.
Have I told you guys who took over the one down here? The one where we have our little minor league hockey team? And,
no.
Big
you know,
Pharma?
Where Trump's been like 70 times?
No.
Hertz. The rental car company.
Oh.
It's Hertz Arena. That rolls off the tongue.
Did someone get hurt at Hertz last night?
No. But I'll tell you, Trump has been here. It's where I saw, you know, when I realized that there was something going on when I was driving by as they were all coming in there, and a giant pickup truck with Trump that bitch on the back of the,
I remember.
Of the pickup truck. And I went, oh, you know, I think the country's getting smarter.
Is that where you saw Joe Biden too? I'm trying to.
Yeah, in the pickup.
No, I
saw him in Sarasota.
Okay.
I had to go up to Sarasota.
But this is the arena where people that were needed housing after the hurricane went to the same arena.
There.
Right.
I remember and,
this.
Let me see. I've seen Amy Schumer there. Mm. You know, they've gotten some of the bigger acts that come down. I think Elton John has performed
Ooh.
There.
But
it's now Hertz Arena. And it's also where my little man, when he plays hockey, when he's not protesting against it.
Mm.
And there's only one sport right now. He's focused on golf he likes to go down there. And
that's where they do the teddy bear toss.
That's where they do the teddy bear toss for the Florida Everblades, who are now in the heat of the playoffs. I think they're still playing in the playoffs. So that's it. So Elizabeth's going to the game.
Oh, that's so cool.
And Elizabeth have a fantastic time. Her beau got her tickets to the game, I'm super psyched.
Do you want to ask them if they want to swing by Podcast Village for an early cocktail in the evening before they go to the arena?
Plenty of cold beer at the Village.
I'll mention it to her.
Yeah, she's always welcome.
Yeah.
Come by and see where Daddy works.
Yeah, there'll actually be some celebrities here when she gets here.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ask her if she wants to come by Podcast Village.
She's
That's
more than
a great
welcome
idea.
Anytime. Mm-hmm.
She would love to do that.
Beat the traffic.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I'd love her to do that. So James Holzhauer, I'm addicted to the guy. He's there again. Wins over $1 million. Last night, there was not even any competition in Jeopardy. It was spectacular to watch. It really, really was.
Do you want to hear him win final? I have actually
Absolutely.
Have to take.
Let's listen.
On May 1st, 1869, these two men met at the White House
4 years and 3 weeks after a more historic meeting. Did he come up with Grant and Lee? He did, and he says, "Hi, Autumn." That season doesn't begin for months.
Yeah, it's not her birthday for a while either, but...
Oh, all right. What will your total be today? You're going you're going to add 50,000. That takes you up to 118,816.
He bet 50 grand.
A 14-day total of 1,061,564.
And it's not just that he broke a million, he's 61 grand over a million. I mean, he beat it handily.
Yeah, 61 grand and setting a pace now to completely blow that other guy, Ken Jennings, out of the water. And we'll have him in News You May Not Need. But he's, you know, it's just, it's astonishing what he's doing
did
and
he
the way
hit
he's
all
doing.
The,
his
did
confidence
hit,
level's ridiculous.
Did he hit all the doubles last night?
He hit most of them because he's a buzzsaw. He, and, you know, and the other people are there. I just feel
just watching.
There was a principal, I think, from the L.A. area that was on the far right. And you just looked at the guy, and he was the first one that
all
looked visibly bitter.
Yeah,
that, you know, he finally gets on Jeopardy, and this is the guy. They know it's going to happen.
The principal's like saying, this couldn't have happened to me 16 days ago.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. It's great.
What was the answer to that question again?
Grant and Lee. It was 1869.
Well,
you had Rob, do you notice when I said it was an easy one and Rob had to go, yes, it was easy. Do you notice how he, because I know
I
you
not,
know.
I did not notice.
Rob,
I did not
Rob's
know.
Rob's a Jeopardy buzzsaw, but okay. I'd kick his ass on Jeopardy.
Well,
I would probably beat you on
better buzzering. Your cat-like reflexes.
No, I mean, Jeopardy is just, there's certain categories that, you know, and that's, you just do the guesswork, and that's what, you know, it was Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant who met.
Because you subtracted the, 4 years from the last time.
And when I say
met.
I'd kick Rob's ass, I wouldn't. I would not.
No,
would
you know what? It would absolutely depend on the board. It would absolutely depend on the board.
I don't know. What is your strongest, what would be pop culture your strongest category?
If you had to go more specific, I would say television and older movies.
What if it was a Jimmy's? Jimmy would allow you to win.
Jotperdy.
Didn't Rob win most often at Jotperdy?
I think the two times we played
it. You were focusing on drinking. Rob was focusing on play.
It was early in the day though, so we weren't fractured yet.
Is there anybody that could bring is there anybody that could bring up any like pop culture or any Jeopardy questions
right now? There is.
We could do it like on the fly, like just Tony, a super miniaturized version of just super mini, just a little, because did you watch last night?
I did not watch last night.
Last night I would consider for the James Holzhauer answers. And he gets everything, by the way, a lot that I don't know.
Yeah, he knows literature. That's what blows my mind. He's read everything
and geography. Hmm. All the major classic subjects, geography, mathematics, literature, that is what helps you on Jeopardy. And one of the things that this guy does is the depth of reading that he's done is obvious.
Right.
And he talks about his father, who used to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. My father did the New York Times crossword puzzle. And it's basically classic education. It's knowing a lot of stuff.
Do you think he makes some of his stuff up, though? Do you think that, like,
it's guesswork.
No, but I mean, when you thought that, or Carla didn't believe that he learned, his grandmother learned English from watching television.
Well, she sat with him and they watched Jeopardy, even though she didn't speak English.
Give me a category.
What are the categories?
I'm looking up Jeopardy questions, and they're giving me by years.
Potpourri.
Excellent. I'll take potpourri for 100.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Now another one we'd go head to head. I would be potent potables.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
That would be and that's the modern one, right? That's the modern theme that they play. Okay.
This is 98-year-old Johnny Gilbert.
Get a shovel.
And this is Jeopardy. And by the way, Jeopardy over the years has been stolen by everybody. Bars steal it.
Yes.
Radio shows steal it.
And even the lame rock and roll Jeopardy on VH1, which sucked.
The question I have for you is, do you think that, you know, they're not sitting there a la Wheel of Fortune where they're saying, oh my God, this is going to break the bank.
Right.
When this is great for them.
We got to fly.
We only have a few minutes. All right.
Okay. This Scandinavian liquor is made by red stilling alcohol made from grain or potatoes.
Redistilling.
Redistilling.
What is vodka?
Red stilling.
Damn it.
I would have gotten it if he could read the English language.
No, it's actually wrong.
Oh, then you have a chance to steal.
All the confidence in the world.
Yeah, all right, start again. Now it's my turn. Give me the question one more time.
I got to go back to the question because once I... this
redistilling, this, not redistilling.
Okay, shush! Right. This Scandinavian liquor is made by redistilling.
Alex, that's redistilling.
Why won't you let me talk?
Because he didn't get the answer.
This Scandinavian liquor is made by redistilling alcohol from grain and potatoes.
Boy, potato is vodka. I'm trying to think. Scandinavian liquor, though. I'm trying to think of a Scandinavian liquor. I don't know. German is Jägermeister, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say, God, I have no clue. I'm sorry. I don't know either.
The answer is aquavit.
Jesus Christ. That was difficult. Give us another one.
All right.
Right now, I'm at the end of the contestant's row saying, call me an Uber.
Like a white rose cocktail, a white baby contains the liquor you might prefer, the dry type.
Vermouth.
Wow.
Question form, please.
What is vermouth?
Thank you.
That is wrong.
A ding.
Ding.
What is gin?
Ding.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right.
Rob's face.
Rob's so Rob's happy.
Face. Let me just show you how Rob. I'm going to show you. This is Rob. All right. Here we go. When he does it, it's like. All right. Go ahead. One more. Maybe two more.
Be quick. You need this liquor to make a Moscow mule.
Ding.
All right.
Vodka.
Question form.
What is vodka?
Ding.
Thank you.
All right. Tiebreaker. Oh, no.
All right. Last one.
But I don't know how to pronounce this, but we'll work this out. Barolo is a robust red wine from the Piedmont region of this country.
Ding. What is Spain?
Chance to steal.
Argentina.
Question form.
What is Argentina?
Italy.
Italy. That's okay. So sad that we missed it.
All right. I'm sorry. We can't do it anymore. One more. Just one more. Just one more. God damn it.
Okay. White cream de menthe.
Menthe.
And this liquor put the sting in a stinger.
Ding.
Oh.
Now, Rob, you got it.
No, I got it first because I've got a delay. I've got a delay.
Okay, you got it, buddy.
On my end, I did it five seconds before he did.
Okay, fair.
A stinger has gin in it.
What is vodka?
It's vodka.
Oh,
my God. White creme de menthe and a stinger. Hold on. All right, puts a sting in a stinger, so we forgot.
Rum?
You missed the booze. What is it?
The R&B artist known as Brandy.
Brandy. Of course. Oh, my God. That'll make you vomit, too. Yeah. We have time for one more.
Make it good.
We have to get resolution. That's fine. Just get us a question. I know you're doing it on the fly, Oscar. I know it's difficult. Rob, that one, did you have any idea?
No,
I didn't know there was brandy in a stinger.
I've had a stinger before.
By the way, in the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society right now, they're going, idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots. Incredible idiots right now.
But at least we didn't say red still.
Yeah. Red still.
I'm the idiot.
All right.
Okay. To make a sea breeze mix, 2 parts vodka, 3 parts grapefruit juice, and 1 part.
Ding.
Darn
it.
Ding ding. What the
cranberry juice.
Okay.
Ding! Yes!
Yay! By the way, that laugh that you heard?
Yes.
That laugh is Ben Stiller in Something About Mary when she suggests that he move down here and marry her. And he goes, I really want to. You know, I'm really anal when it comes to the time.
Yes.
20 seconds. All right. So 20 seconds till the 58 mark on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's David E. Roth. You're listening to everybody. I hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday. Back's getting better for those of you that sent the cards and letters in. I'm a swift road to recovery. Glad to do that. My incredible healing body taking care of itself, everybody. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
It's me, Dahlia. And last week, one of Ethan's AirPods mysteriously vanished. It was his left ear, his favorite ear. And the worst part is, intern Allison got the credit for it. It took me 3 weeks to plan that heist. People think I'm getting soft. I'm not getting soft. Even though I'm a woman, I'm getting f***ing hard. Next, I guess I'm going to have to grab his fanny pack.
Follow the interns at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What the hell is going on in that podcast?
I have no idea.
You never know with those interns, those kooky kids. Hey, I've been telling you about Ring. Their mission is to make neighborhoods safer. A lot of the viral videos you see are a result of Ring doorbells catching bad guys doing stuff. They keep you connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them. Let them know if they're doing something hinky. By the way, you don't have to do that either. You can hit an alarm and call the police and do all that good stuff, too. You can do it all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3-4 times a day. It's the absolute best. And it's also kind of strange to see how early the sun comes up there compared to where I live
there.
It's so early. The sun coming up right now in Maine at midnight. It's really special to see. It's the absolute best. It's a motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio, so you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I am in love with it. Here's a pro tip. Get the protection plan. I did that. All of your Ring video saved forever. If anything happens, that's peace of mind.
Absolutely.
It's really great to have that. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. And start living safer today, ladies and gentlemen. Oops. What's wrong? What's wrong, man?
While you set that up, I have another quick question to Potent Puss.
Yes.
Please. Okay. This is fascinating, by the way.
Yeah.
During Prohibition, this family of rum makers invited Americans to Cuba for a weekend's long...
Rob Spiewak.
What is Bacardi?
He's correct. Ding.
But you know what? I wouldn't have gotten it because the lights wouldn't have been out.
The lights wouldn't have been out.
Because
you jumped in.
He would have gotten the penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was interrupting Jeopardy, Rob and I might be champions. It would be fantastic.
News!
Imagine, though, how frustrating that is when Josh Frumpkin was telling us about that you have to wait till that light goes
time
on.
You
know if it comes to you quicker than the other guys and you're sitting there going, I know it. What's the matter with my thumb?
Can you do Johnny Gilbert saying this is interrupting Jeopardy?
This is interrupting Jeopardy. Fascinating. Speaking of, Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer, he won the 14th game. Rob played you the clip. $1,061,554. He is just the second person to surpass $1 million. Ken Jennings won more than $2.5 million in 2004, but it took him 74 straight wins to get to that point. James shared some of his strategy in an interview with NPR, and it includes him jumping around between categories to try to throw off his opponents.
Oh, damn.
and being selectively aggressive, like all good professional gamblers. He said, quote, "You need to pick your spots and bet big when you identify them. That's basically my Jeopardy strategy in a nutshell." He also starts at the bottom of the board so that he can set up a bankroll to maximize his betting by getting to the more expensive options first, which I believe... maybe a trend forever now.
Of course,
on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Wait a second. He goes heavy at the.
He'll go when the bottom clue is 1,000, the most expensive. Yeah. He'll go to that right away, almost routinely now.
And why is it in the past? And it's always been like tradition. Maybe it's because there's like OCD contestants. They go 200, 400, 600.
Well, that's a conservative play. Yeah, that is a conservative play.
But you know, now that he spells it out, it's stupid.
No,
but
no, can I? When I was in Mexico for the summer, visiting my father.
Working on the plantation?
Yeah, working on the plantation. At night, we would retire to his quarters, and we'd watch El Jeopardy, right? Jeopardy would come on in Spanish,
Jeopardy.
And they had a Latin Alex Trebek would come on.
Yeah, his name is Juan Pardo.
And all the culture, that riverboat gambling culture is already in Latin America, but they would get decimated. You would see minus 6,000 scores.
Oh, they go crazy.
Because
really?
They go all at the bottom, and you can't all go at the bottom because all of you aren't going to win.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it helps to get the answers, yes, obviously, yeah. And that's what they said about this guy, so stay tuned. Ellen DeGeneres had the honor of announcing the cover girl of People Magazine's Beautiful issue on her show yesterday, and it's my lady, Jennifer Garner.
Yay! Yes, sirree.
Jennifer was her usual humble self. She said, quote, I've never been more nervous than I am today. I guess I thought you guys would boo. You know what I mean? Like you guys are expecting Kaia Gerber. And it's me. I feel like bolting. It's so ridiculous, but it's nice. I think she's stunning. Oh, I really do. I've always thought she's beautiful. Yeah. You know. Duh. Let's go drink. Less talented of the Goodwill Hunting team. And she told the magazine, I'm sorry, I always think that about the guy. And she told the magazine she wasn't always one of the beautiful people. Quote, I was not one of the pretty girls that I just bypassed insecurity and didn't see myself as attractive at all. It was not a part of my life. So
from
she
West
talked
Virginia.
About growing up.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Almost heaven.
She just seems really like a down-to-earth. I don't know. I love her. I think she's great. I really do. I think she,
and I think
she's
Ben Affleck was good in Argo.
Not Thank just, you. Not, but not good allegedly in his marriage.
No, no, not a good person, but he made a good movie. And that's
line up his movies. And okay. Yeah, Argo was probably top of the heap, yeah. Didn't you think?
Well, that and Goodwill Hunting, which he got a lucky pass with because he was attached right. to it. What was right. the one, the girl on the train, the missing girl, where he allegedly murdered his wife? What was
that
it?
Him?
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Yeah, that was.
That's good.
He was
that
good
was
in that.
That's a great effing movie.
That's a great movie. Movie.
So yeah. He's okay. All right, we got to back off him a little bit, yeah. You know. Yeah, homies stick together. Steven Spielberg
bros
has been
before hoes.
Steven Spielberg has been locked in a feud with Netflix. Did you hit that for
me?
Before
yeah.
hoes?
I
don't know.
I say that to Santos every morning.
Do you really?
Bros before hoes. Remember, bros before hoes.
Spielberg's been locked in a feud with Netflix, but now he's clarifying that his main goal is to make sure movie theaters don't die out. I believe him. I really do. He says, yeah. quote, people need to have the opportunity to leave the safe and familiar of their lives and go to a place where they can sit in the company of others and have a shared experience. Cry together, laugh together, be afraid together. So that when it's over, they might feel a little less like strangers. I want to see the survival of movie theaters. So do I, Steven.
It's valid. And, you know, I think it was more important than anything is to watch a great comedy, and we always go back to it, but there's something right. about Mary. To see that...
Watched it yesterday, believe it or not.
To see that with a mess of people and to all laugh at the same time, it is a really great
That's
experience.
A good experience.
It doubles it. It doubles it.
Woogie, Woogie, what are you doing with my shoes? He's got the pimple. He's got
so
the
big.
Pimple on his eye. He said, you look great. Are you doing well? Thank you. Thank you. Chris Elliott in
so
that
good.
Scene is so Chris Elliott-y. It's great. But he says the movie experience is relevant to our culture, and I agree with him. The United States Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati just ruled that when a parking officer puts a chalk mark on your tires, it violates mm-hmm. your Fourth Amendment rights, which really? Prohibit unreasonable searches and seizures. I'm all for this.
This is great.
This is big.
Here's what the judge wrote. He said, the city commences its search on vehicles that are parked illegally without probable cause or even so much as individualized suspicion of wrongdoing. The touchstone of reasonableness standard. They made the ruling after a woman in Saginaw, Michigan, sued the city for violating her rights by chalking her tires.
Yes!
So now the suit goes back to a district court in Michigan. So does this mean the end of chalking tires? Well, now there's a legal precedent that could make cities think twice, but it probably means they'll just figure out a different way to enforce parking limits, like taking a photo of your tires instead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, there's also video cameras everywhere
now.
What about
when they scan your license plate?
Yeah, that's true. They do that. That's like, it. You know, that's kind of violating.
You know
your
what?
Rights.
Leave me alone.
I yeah. think there should
I've
be.
I've been parked here for 10 hours, but you should only think it's two.
I right. think they should pass a law that they can't stop you from parking at drugstores.
At all.
At
oh,
all,
Mike. What's going yeah. on across the street?
Yes.
It's shocking.
Like they're enforcing it now?
It's like Big Brother took over there. Yeah. And left and right. And we might as well be running a valet service here because CVS is now
so
dead
like
to
when
us.
They when you pull in there, somebody's looking at it and then somebody pops in from the city?
No, we have a standard I don't know if it's because they get at least $4,000 or $5,000 because I see at least 5 or 6 tickets being written on a regular basis.
Up there.
It's just like a tax haven.
It's
That's
crazy
all it is.
When it's gotten to the point where it used to be you could park there for a couple months and if you got the occasional ticket, it all came out in the wash because you weren't paying for daily parking. Not the case anymore.
Yeah.
Because they'll get you every time.
Get you.
Really?
Get you.
They're going to
so
get you.
Across the street now every day?
Yeah. But for me, okay, I don't park there anymore. So I'm out, right? I'm out of the equation.
Right.
I still care when I feel like this is a constant money grab by the city.
Harassment.
When you're like, half these people, I don't recognize their cars.
Right.
And what
right.
if they did walk across to the better Rite Aid? What if they did?
Yeah.
Are they terrible people? Rite Aid doesn't have parking.
Right.
So is it pretty much across the street? And that lot fills sometimes, right?
And not an issue for us because we're here early enough. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But when you see that officer up there, I'm like, if somebody just knew what was happening, that doesn't seem right.
Really? So it's a scam almost. They're hassling you so much.
It feels like if you're in that store or you say you step away from the store and you come back and like, are you going to fight? Do you know how to fight this $500 ticket? Or do you know how to do something about that? Most people don't. They just eat it
so
and roll.
So is this because are the parking enforcement people swinging through semi-regularly? Is that what's happening now?
Yes, they have found a gold mine.
Bastards.
Yeah. It's like they found what Bitcoin was and they know where the mine is.
Oh, that sucks, man. Oh, man. Well, we could do something to deal with it. You know, have Pony out there on the street selling donuts or something. That might work. You know, you never know. Just have him out there.
Pat Collins, that who we call Pat Collins?
By the way, are there any members of the team that still flirt with disaster by parking up there?
I can't speak for Maddie. Maddie parks like 2 blocks next to the Russian embassy. She might be an operative. All I know.
She's got
sweet parking up there.
She is spy. And in my village, I will splash the pot. Yes. Yes, comrade. I'm going down to Podcast Village. Yes.
Village.
I will maintain. I will maintain surveillance on Charlie Burney. I will make sure. And now a little something, something. There's a crisis at the new Playboy Club.
No!
Oh, no.
It's the one in New York. Insiders say it's because management hasn't been able to train the famed Playboy bunnies to perform basic hosting tasks. Mm. The club, which opened back in September, hired a whole herd of beautiful bunnies to serve drinks and wait tables at the Hell's Kitchen night spot. But it appears that managers may have worried more about how the prospective hires looked in a corset and fluffy tail than their relevant experience in the service industry. Service has been so bad that the new management had to be brought in and they fired half the bunnies.
No!
Yep.
That's according to a source at the club. Now, the club has hired real waiters and dumped some of the bunnies and also slashed their pay. They were making $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $40 an hour. They were, I guess they hired
plus
models
tips.
Or something.
Plus tips!
Right. And by the way, the more new bunnies that they were bringing in, their problems were multiplying. I'm sorry. That's another fucking joke. That's such a stupid, crappy.
I think Lohan Beach Club taught us all that you just can't hire pretty faces.
Right.
Because
right.
they have to close at the end of the day.
That's right.
Right.
And if they're not getting the upsell, and Mike, we've all been upsold.
Yes.
Where like they hire in Vegas, they hire the prettiest girls that with their smiles in their eyes say maybe there's a chance.
Yeah.
And you end up spending money you don't have to try to impress them.
It takes me back to the Hooters in Fairfax, though. There's nothing like getting your shrimp peeled. That's for sure. Nothing like getting your shrimp peeled.
Oh, dear.
She was brilliant. That was upselling. Yeah. I'll have another dozen, please. Thank you. Can you do that thing again? Yeah. Go home and wash your hands with lemons.
Why do you wash your hands with lemons?
You put a bottle of gold perfume. Anyway, I'm a prick. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
The Yak Shack line is ringing. The Yak Shack line. phone is ringing.
It's time to cheer. The yep. Yak Shack's here. So call up when you're full of beer. We're all in store for fun rapport. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. WWRD. What would Rob do?
Yes,
it's the phrase on everyone's lips. Everyone wants to be like Spiewak. Rob Spiewak. And now you can, thanks to the TMOS Shopping Center. The sky is the limit. Just go to our website and click the banner, and you'll be at Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com faster than Rob empties a bottle of Crown Royal. Stock up on cargo shorts, Birkenstocks, huge, shapeless, billowy shirts, and massive hats, all at the TMOS Shopping Center. Whether you need beard dye, reading glasses, or facial bandages for that inevitable Christmas party fall, just go to MikeOmerishow.com.
It's inevitable, Mike.
Click the banner. Remember, it costs you nothing but means the world to us. And now, check out the specials on giant white shirts so his head doesn't reflect the camera. Remember to hit our website and hit up Macy's, Target, and Walmart, where they also sell things for young, hip people that aren't morbidly obese. The choice is yours. But know this, Rob shops there because he's a good guy.
Good guy.
Be like a Rob Spiewak, and now listen to his audio vault that he got right here. Open it up, and there he is. Yeah, Rob was talking to me about the camera that, you know how his head is so large that it reflects all the light in the room? He's wearing a white shirt today so we can actually see
it. It actually changes.
Wonderful white shirt.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
Mike, stop worrying. It's going to be okay.
I always look at me.
I know that Britney Spears went to the hospital to get her meds adjusted.
Yes.
But she's okay.
Oh, thank God.
That's what she said on Instagram.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just need time to deal.
Oh.
But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
Okay. So she's okay.
That was probably the 20th take on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, if you get to the second, I guess, verse of that sentence? Apology, listen to her voice crack. I think she's screaming
one more
for
time.
Help.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well.
Well,
my family has been going through.
Mike,
all is
little
well.
Lohan. Yeah. Little Lohan. Yeah. Right there. Little Lohan.
So obviously the med adjustment, not perfect, but maybe 92%.
She was doing okay.
It's another dude. She was riding high.
It's another dude.
Really?
She's got some.
You think?
She's got a hinky guy in her life. That's what I think it
could
is.
Be. Could be. Right. I'll tell you who's not okay ever since the annulment is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
He was captured, just brief, TMZ has some video of him, at a karaoke bar.
Oh,
singing Purple Rain. Now, I don't know what kind of karaoke bar this is.
Okay, he needs an intervention. Jeez, I don't want to lose Nicolas Cage.
This
Come
is
on.
Just brief, but you have to sort of separate him from the backing track of Purple Rain. But this is Nicolas Cage. The video's at TMZ.
Let me
under normal circumstances,
it's fine. Yes,
that comes on. You're having a few cocktails at a bar.
Fun.
You're roaring a little bit.
Fun.
If you hadn't done the marriage thing with all that crap a month ago, you'd probably be. You know, it would probably be a cute little viral video.
He's a real
Nick
guy,
Cage was in this
having
part.
A great
no.
time.
No, you're, no. You're the, you know, you behave like that. You get so
erratic.
S-faced that you get married and then you have to annul it. You stay in your house for a while, maybe 6 months to a year. I'm sorry. I know. A friend of mine, Michael Schmoschmera, who's taken massive breaks from alcohol
because
he's done stupid things.
It's called a reset.
It is a reset.
It's a reset. I've
but
done
if
resets.
You see, if you see
I've done
the video,
year resets. I've done 1 year resets.
Mike, if you watch
it
the
was
video,
a sad year.
Do you know how he's holding the microphone?
No, how's he holding the microphone?
In his hand.
My hand.
My hand.
My hand. Johnny Camerari.
Today is Administrative Professionals Day. Formerly known as Secretary's Day. So for all the people that you know have assistance from people that work with them in the office, we salute you and we play this classic jingle.
It's time to salute our Secretary of the Day.
So that's
all right.
That.
Get ready to send me some letters. Have a nice day, little lady.
Like, it's so strange the way. Actually, you know what? No. We have a. Let me rewind.
Yeah, you can reset with a jingle.
It's time to salute our secretary of the day.
Remember the days, and they weren't better days. It's just different days. In our current climate, I feel strange just asking someone outside of my wife to get me a coffee.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is your...
Hasn't held you back at all.
No, I asked my wife. I yeah, literally...
No, you ask everybody. You have... How many people... You tell me right now. How many people bring him coffee?
Actually, only Shannon, and I'll tell you why.
Really?
I think he's sort of a prick with the way he requires
Maddie bring
it.
Him one or something.
No, he is so particular about the way he likes his coffee.
I'll take any type of coffee. Running down to get a pre-prepared Starbucks...
That's separate.
It's completely different.
That's separate.
That's
sending an intern to go pick
I'm
up.
I'm saying to go to a coffee machine that's right outside the store to
get
one.
Yeah.
I do not feel comfortable asking... anyone, especially a woman that works in this building, to do that outside of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I'm scared.
Well, let's salute Shannon, the secretary of the day.
Our secretary of the day.
I remember the one time I visited Podcast Village. I don't remember the employee's name. Might have been working on another podcast. And I don't know what the whole hubbub was about. I walked in. It was right before I was leaving for the airport. And I simply made I thought I gave a very sweet compliment.
What'd you say?
I said, with a body like that, you could go places.
It's time to salute our secretary of the day.
What was that? Remember that commercial?
I do.
I'm
not going to take it anymore.
No, I'm not. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's right. Well, a salute to all those administrative
space.
Professionals
yes.
out there. We can't get it done without them.
We're progressive.
Pony appreciated it, though.
Mike?
That's pretty funny.
It's time to salute our secretary of the day.
Let's say you work in a lumber yard. And you're out there among the stacks of 2x4s, and what do you find?
What do you find?
A prosthetic leg.
One person said, yes, we had a customer yesterday who was skydiving with us, and he lost his prosthetic leg in mid-flight. It was a very good find. It was kind of a whodunit at first, and how did a prosthetic leg get in the middle of this lumber yard? He unfortunately lost his leg 2 years ago. He said
Now, here's the thing. Do you know how the guy lost his leg?
How did he lose his leg?
Skydiving accident.
Really?
So he lost his leg 2 years ago jumping out of a plane, then 2 years later does a parachute act again, and his leg falls off and it lands in a lumber yard.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a story.
Now
sounds
I,
like a
final
great
destination.
Story for the grandkids.
I just have a question before the next tape, Mike. Do you have your explosions today?
I do.
Okay, good. Let's salute that lucky man.
I lost my leg. I can't seem to find it. It's not a pen.
Sorry, that's
wow. Long fuse on that one.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hear the second line.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then, of course, they punt it on the second
always,
line.
Always.
They don't think about the second line because they're DJs.
That's right.
DJs. We're duh. There we go. Idiot Nation.
Let's close with this. I, like you, Mike, am no fan of Seth MacFarlane, but he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, empty gesture. Okay. And I do appreciate the speech he gave. We close with Seth MacFarlane.
I am privileged and humbled to take my place among a great many Hollywood notables whose names also adorn this walk of fame. Hollywood legends such as Donald Trump, Kevin Spacey, Michael Jackson, and Bill Cosby. And I have to ask, am I worthy?
God.
All kidding aside, it truly means a great deal to me. And now let's all get to our cars because this is not a great part of town and I'm very nervous. Thank you so much, guys.
So congratulations,
that's
I guess.
A great speech.
That's your
that's
magic
funny.
Audio ball. Have a great Wednesday.
Cars.
It's not
get
a great to part of town.
Because this is not a great part of town. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Keep sending your yaks. We love them. 888-920-6673. And remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Even for yourself.
Oh.
Do that for us, won't you, please? Easy as pie, just as tasty. Go to the website, click, it's yours. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
It's time to salute our Secretary of the Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
Dimmy, why you do this to me? Please, Dimmy, I'm afraid.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Goodbye, duties.